Today I'll be talking about the kingdom of God. This is an introduction to the kingdom of God. If you read any of the scriptures, you realize that Christ talked about the kingdom of God a lot. You know, he said the kingdom of God is like this and the kingdom of God is like that. In most of his ministry, he was talking about God's kingdom. And so that's what I'm going to be talking about and trying to get people to understand what it is, why it's necessary to join it, and why it's so important. Let's deal with the word kingdom. The word kingdom is basically two words: a king's dominion, kingdom, king, dominion, basically. So a kingdom is just a king and his dominion and his reign, or how much of a span he has. So you can go to a certain part of the earth where the king runs this part of the land, and that's his kingdom. So God has a kingdom as well, and it encompasses the entire earth, the heavens, and everything else that he created. There's also another kingdom, as the Bible describes, and it's Satan's kingdom. So there's only two kingdoms in the universe. There's the kingdom of God and the kingdom of Satan. Now, the kingdom of Satan is set up inside the kingdom of God. So within the kingdom of God, there's a smaller kingdom called the kingdom of Satan. And that is what Satan set up. And that's what most people are governed by. And that's what they're under. And so, and to understand why the kingdom of God is so important and why you want to be a part of that and join that, and why Jesus talked about it so much, you have to understand why the kingdom of Satan is so bad. Now, people don't think that they're under a Satan's kingdom. They think they're Americans. They think that this is democracy, or some other country America's a republic, or they're in some other country where they're, you know, they may be governed by another system, but it's all under one kingdom, and that's Satan's kingdom. He has dominion over the earth, and he has reign. He's been given reign. And so in the future, we'll talk about how he created his, set up his kingdom, and why God allowed him to do that. So why would a God who has a kingdom already let somebody else set up another kingdom within his kingdom? And so we'll discuss why that happened and why he allowed it to do that. But in order to understand why God's kingdom is so great, you have to get to a honest realization of the world you live in. A lot of people still think the world is a pretty decent place. They're either young, or they just don't want to believe what they're in. But those who have the Spirit of God, those who waken up, those who have been through enough in life, gotten old enough to see that how bad this system is, how corrupt it is, and how it really works, can see that there's something better. There's got to be something better. And they seek for that. They may try to change it. They may want to be anarchists and say, we're going to overthrow the government and create something new. You know, there's men always talking about, you know, changing their governmental system. But what they don't understand is that they're under a kingdom of Satan. And so no matter what they do, no matter how they change their governmental structure, no matter what, it's always going to be another system set up that's going to oppress them, hurt them, cause pain to them, because it's the kingdom of Satan. Satan is the one he's the one backing these different leaders. So you can drop one evil leader, but then another one will come up. Because as long as it's inside Satan's kingdom, long as Satan is in is allowed to roam the earth and run the earth, this is going to be corrupt. It's going to be a hot mess. But a lot of people don't understand that. If you're in a different class within the world where it's a little better for you, if you have more money than other people and more resources than other people, you may feel that this kingdom is okay, that Satan's kingdom is okay. You certainly won't call it Satan's kingdom, but what I'm trying to get people to understand is that the system that you're in is terrible, and that's what Jesus was trying to show people. He's saying, look, there's a better kingdom. God has set it up. There's a better way of life. It's a better way of doing things. But God ultimately is the king. He's going to run the show, and it's going to be great for everybody. But people don't see that way. And so my goal with this these talks is to help you understand the kingdom of God versus the kingdom of Satan, and help you to see why it's so important and how to join it, because that's what Christ's ministry was all about. He was trying to tell people about the kingdom and show them how to join it, how to become a part of the kingdom of God. So it's quite possible to be under the kingdom of Satan, but be a member and a part of the kingdom of God. And so we'll mash out all that and show you why people reject God's kingdom. We'll explain all that going forward, but I just wanted to get out that the kingdom, the king's dominion, basically. And I have to express that because many people, if you live in America, you think that, well, this is a democracy. There is no king. You don't see anybody. You know, currently President Trump is I guess the leader of America, right? So we don't see him as a king. He's not called a king. And because he's not a king, he's a president. You know, the more you look into what America is, it's pretty much a corporation, and the corporation has a president. So there is no king per se, but there are people who actually run the country, and they tell the president what to do and all that kind of stuff. And so we're gonna try to mash through some of that and expose how that works. But at the end of the day, I had to show you that because people still think, well, listen, they don't understand what a kingdom is because they're so used to thinking, well, I vote, I control my leaders, I'm responsible for my land because I'm in charge because we live in a democracy or a republic or whatever. And no, Satan runs you. You're in Satan's kingdom, and you then inside of Satan's kingdom, you have a governmental structure which is called a democracy or a republic, and in some circles of the world, they're ran by what they call a theocracy, where it's ran by priests who say they're speaking to God, and those priests run the show, and they create the rules, and they say they hear from God, and they run the show. But that's a governmental system. We're talking about kingdoms, and so I just want to show you the difference between the two, and help you understand where I'm going. Just to preview why God allows another kingdom to be set up is to show you how great and good he is. Satan one is all about doing his own thing. He disobeyed God. He said, I'm gonna be my own God. So God says, okay, fine. You want to be your own God? You want to set up your own kingdom? This is the result. And now man submits to that, to Satan's kingdom, and it's terrible. And anybody who is awake, if you're black, you know you're dealing with racism. You know, if you're white, you know you're dealing with slavery on the job. You have to be awake to understand that that there needs to be something better. But the carnal mind, some people they say, you know, well, yeah, we need to overthrow this government and change it and do something else, but they don't understand that they're under a overall kingdom of Satan. And Satan is at the top. He's the, as the Bible says, the prince of the power of the air. He's running everything. He's in control of that. And God has let him do that. And there's no way around it other than becoming a part of the kingdom of God, which is it supersedes and that overcomes the kingdom of Satan. So if you want a better life, if you want to be in a world that's not like it is now, where there's corruption everywhere, there's slavery, there's racism, there's pain and sickness and all that kind of stuff. You want to be a part of the kingdom of God. And so that's what I'm bringing, and that's what I want to show people. Continue to listen and hear more about the kingdom of God.
Thank you.